I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find a thread of God's presence in your daily life. Just a little over a year ago, my daughter and her family announced that they were moving to Bolivia, South America. I was devastated by this announcement and still wrestle with this. But one thing I decided to do, besides pray, was to start studying Spanish. I keep plugging away at it, but it really is difficult to learn a new language at my age. The reason I bring this up is because of a new word that I have recently learned. It is the Spanish word for worry, preocupación. In Matthew 6:25, Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat, drink, or about your body, what you wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes?" We are definitely told not to worry. In fact, we go as far as to equate worry with sin, and we carefully explain that we are not worried, we're just concerned about this or that. The King James translates this verse this way, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life." Are we not even to think about these things? The Greek lexicon tells us that the root of this word actually carries the idea of distraction. It is interpreted as care or anxiety, so maybe this Spanish word is pretty accurate. Preoccupied. Jesus is very specific about the things we should not worry about. Your life, what you eat or drink, your body, what you wear. He tells us that the Father knows what we need. He knows we need to eat. Look at the birds. Your Heavenly Father feeds them. Worrying does not. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? He knows we need to be clothed. He clothed the grass of the field. Just look at the flowers. Worrying about these things that our Father knows we need does not change anything. That is what the pagans do. It is not what a child of the Heavenly Father needs to do. In Luke 10, we read about a time when Jesus visited with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Verse 40 tells us that Martha was distracted with all her preparations. Jesus told her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only a few things are necessary, really only one, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Philippians 4, 6, and 7 are often our go-to verses when we are anxious or worried. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Peter also addresses this in 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. So what are you distracted by? What is your mind preoccupied with? Let's be honest. What are you worried about? What's bothering you? What thoughts are you allowing to disturb your peace? What is it that you think the Father doesn't know you need? 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5 gives us Paul's weapon for our preoccupations, our distractions, our worries. Paul says, "The weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses." We are destroying speculations, in this case, our worrisome thoughts, and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Father in heaven, you see right into our thoughts and know these things that are distracting us from fully trusting in you. Lead those thoughts into captivity by your power, Lord God, as we cast every care upon you and trust in your care for each of us. Guard our hearts and our minds with your peace, we pray. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.